Hey everybody, it's your doc, Jeff Buski, creator and founder of Limitless Dentists, where we've cracked the code to gamifying the system to unlocking power, productivity, and profitability, all while building practices and lives that matter. Welcome to Jumpstart with Jeff. Today's topic is this.
The power is in the pivot. What does that really mean? That means that as a leader today, you've got to be able to pivot. Case in point, live here in Texas and getting ready to go into the dental practice today. And last night, looked at the weather, knew it had dropped temperature pretty good and knew that it was going to be cold today. So just being prepared. Didn't see any precipitation on the radar and got up this morning to do my normal morning ritual. Got my workout on right at 4 and got done with that, did my meditation and a few other things, and then looked outside right around 5, and lo and behold, there was snow flurries coming down. There was actually snow on the ground, and so pulled out and got in the car and just went and just tested the roads and checked them out, and it was just kind of some sticky snow. It wasn't slick underneath there. There wasn't any ice underneath there, and I had to make some decisions, and being from Minnesota, growing up there, I have no trouble driving on snow, and I have to remind myself that just because I grew up there and I've had the reps doing it, that not everybody else does. And so school was closed day, it was Martin Luther King Day. But I think they would have closed a lot of the schools here anyway. One of our girls in the office said it was sleeting, and that was about 30 minutes south of here. So knowing that those were the conditions, then I knew that a lot of our patients would have canceled today. And so instead of putting our patients at risk, instead of putting our team members at risk, I decided as leader, you got to make a decision. So we decided to close the office today. Now, we already had a couple team members that live pretty far away, and so they were well underway. And so they had got to the office just fine, and they started getting on the phones and calling up to reschedule patients. And I went in a little later this morning to look at the schedule and reassess things and see where it is that we can put people, because we've got to be able to pivot. And just because we had to cancel or close down the day does not mean that that changes our goals or our targets or anything like that. As well as, I just don't want to put people out too far. I don't want to put people out 4 to 6 weeks just because the way that a weather condition arose, and that's not our fault, it's not their fault. And so we've got to find a way to service these people and take good care of them. And really, that's a big part of the pivot and looking at it from that perspective. That becomes important because as leaders, as I was saying, you've got to be able to pivot. And if you can take and pivot, that can actually become a huge superpower for you. And when you can start to anticipate things that may be coming, because you know what? The road to results is not straight. There's a lot of lists and that. It's not A to B. It's usually A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, all the way down over here. And then you end up over here at P. And you thought you were just going to start out going A to B, but you have all these different directions that are happening.
Join the Limitless 90-Day Intensive to get 25-plus years of proven real-life results, all distilled into an unmatched experience that helps you create limitless power in 12 weeks or less, so you can ultimately take your practice, marriage, and life beyond the next level quickly. Save yourself decades of guesswork and painful mistakes. Apply now at www.limitlessdentistacademy.com.
The ability to be able to pivot along the way and course correct along the way is paramount. And so, you know, I had to shift my mindset and some great things. And I looked up at it as an opportunity. It could be the fact that, you know, hey, God was maybe looking out for us or some of my patients and keeping them off the road or my team members or myself. So that's one story that I could tell myself. Another story is that, look, this gives me time to connect. This gives me time to connect even more at home. I have an unexpected day that we're not in the office, so I've got more time to hang out with my wife and with kids and be able to enjoy that time together. So it creates time of connection. You know, it also allows me to shift gears and to work on some things for my coaching clients and some fulfillment there and creating and doing some fulfillment on some of the videos that go into our business hub for some of our on-demand content. Gives me a great opportunity. And so I've got that all written out, scripted out, and I'll film that this afternoon. So there's some ways in which we can pivot that becomes paramount. And having that ability to, like I said, be able to turn on a dime is just amazing. And like I said, it can be a superpower. So if you embrace it, it now becomes something that you can run with. And the biggest thing that, how do you apply that? What are some ways that we can make that applicable in life? And one of the ways that I look at that is that, look, when things are going sideways or shit's hitting the fan, you've got to have the ability to call timeout. You've got to be able to take a step back, assess the situation, take a breath, and then look at it and ask yourself one very important question. What do I want? What do I want in this situation here? And I like to look at that from a perspective of either being a victim or being a leader. See, victims wait, but leaders, they create. So you can be a victim and eat crumbs off the floor of circumstance, or you can be a leader and show up and use your own free will to create your own stories. So that becomes a super amazing way to take and utilize this perspective of the power of the pivot. And pivoting allows you to absolutely be profitable. And how is that applied? Meaning that, let's say, like I said, things are going sideways and you back up, you assess the situation, and you've got an opportunity to make a choice. Because really, we only have control of one very significant thing in our life. And that is this. It's the ability to control our emotional response to any stimulus. Think about that for a minute. When you sit there and you've got things that are coming at you, or you've got chaos that's happening in your world, or you've got difficult scenarios that are showing up, you call time out and you put the world on pause for a minute, you back up and you look at it and say, okay, what do I want here? Again, very simple question. But when you can answer that, now you've got a choice. You can either say, I want to go after what it is that I want, and then I can start to take the actions to do that. But where a lot of people will struggle is when there is direct conflict with between getting what you want and being right. This is especially important if it's concerning other people or an argument, maybe even say with your spouse or your kids or just anybody, friends. And there's this big tenacity and this big struggle with, okay, I want to get what I want, but I also want to be right. Well, sometimes you got to give up being right to get what you want. And I've noticed for myself, at least in the past, that when I focus on getting what it is that I want and I'm able to put the other stuff aside, that allows me to take and collapse time. And when I can do that, now I can get to the end point and get to the results a lot faster. So when you look at it, that's absolutely applicable way to apply the pivot in your life. And it allows you to really start to tell the stories that are going to be useful to you. And that's the ability to take and then start to create a self-authorized story that allows you to be very successful in life. So this is exactly what we do on a daily basis with some of our work and some of the tools called The Stack. It gives us perspective to take a look at assessing situations, looking at what are the stories that we're telling ourselves, and then creating the story that is going to be useful to us that we can test and then put into play. So if you'd like some more information on how we can look at helping support you in creating stories that serve you every day in life, then just DM me the word pivot and we'll be sure to help you out, get on call and make some things happen. All right, guys, you guys have an amazing day, and until tomorrow, peace, power, prosperity, give it away. Have an amazing day, y'all. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the show. If this podcast episode resonated with you, make sure to reach out and send me a direct message on Instagram at Dr. Jeff Booski. That's Dr. Jeff Booski. Look forward to chatting with you. Till next time.